This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
I can't tell you how many times I've been told that someone could not drink wine, especially red, because it had terrible side effects ranging from headaches to stomach cramps. Some great news you'll want to hear after this.
Imagine four fabulous days celebrating the delights of food and wine. That's Sunset Savor the Central Coast coming to San Luis Obispo County. Sip more than 200 wines. Indulge in culinary bites from over 30 local chefs. Meet winemakers, brewmasters, and artisans. Discover the latest trends in food and wine from the experts at Sunset Magazine. Visit SavorCentralCoast.com. San Luis Obispo County. Pure playtime.
Your Savor the Central Coast adventure begins September 25th.
Studies show that up to 30% of adults may suffer from some kind of wine intolerance. Many folks complain about something called red wine headache. Others report rapid heart rate, flushed skin, and itching, congestion, and other side effects. What is the cause? Most likely, some form of allergy, and it's probably got nothing to do with the grapes. It turns out that it may have more to do with the additives traditionally used during the fermentation process. Wine is usually fermented using yeast in a two-step process. The second step of that process often involves adding expensive lactic acid bacteria to stabilize the wine. But it turns out that that step creates allergy-inducing chemicals. Researchers at the University of British Columbia may have solved the problem by creating a new strain of yeast that will complete the fermentation process in a single step without producing allergens. This new yeast is now being used by some of the leading winemakers in North America, and it's gaining acceptance rapidly. So hang in there, because there's a lot of hypoallergenic wine coming your way. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.